I looked, and a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, and the voice of many waters, and great thunder, and the sound of harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, the four beasts, and the elders, that no man could learn but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of saints. Heard the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters and mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. heard a great voice from heaven, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God." And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat on the throne said, "I make all things new. Write, for these words are true and faithful. It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." And there came to me one of the seven angels, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride of the Lamb." He carried me away in the spirit to a high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like a most precious stone, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun or the moon, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, or neither works abomination or lies, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For thus saith the Lord God, "Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out." Thank you. shepherd seeks out his flock, in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. Jesus said, "All things have been given to me by my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father but the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and he who comes to me I will in no wise cast out. I am come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will who has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I would lose none, but should raise them up again at the last day. This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.